HelpUSA.org today.
The Americans are in the medals. In fact, the U.S. leads all countries by 14. That's the good news. We have the skinny on the three golds that came down the pike this past Wednesday. A lot of celebrating, a lot of tears, a lot of excitement. And I love that. But there have been a lot of problems at these games, a lot of people nicknaming them the Glitch Olympics. And it has been a lot of glitches, including now this latest thing from a free concert, 19 people injured. We'll jump to that in a little while here on America Tonight. But we have other fish to fry right from the get-go. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney swinging for the fences with you on this little old show called America Tonight. So where we start is what happened in Alabama. And the reason we start there is I keep harping on this, but I've asked everybody these questions that I can in Alabama. Nobody that has any sway at the university, of course, is making any big statements. They're not allowed to, although I've tried to get somebody to come on the show. The bottom line is Amy Bishop, who was brilliant from the scientific point of view, had a screw loose when it came to the personal side. And once she was denied tenure, all hell broke loose in Huntsville, Alabama. So there's nothing but questions surrounding how did she get here in the first place. I happened to catch a re-rack of the Today Show. Matt Lauer did a thing with or threw to a report on one of the victims that was in the room. I mean, she was there to watch three other professors be gunned down in cold blood and die, and then three others clinging to life. And her name's Deborah Moriarty. She was a colleague of Amy Bishop's, and here's what she had to say about that frightening moment last week.
I just don't understand how Amy could do this. I just don't understand. It was just a regular, pretty mundane meeting. A bang, a gunshot, and looked up, and Amy was standing there with a gun and shooting. My thought was she is going to go around the room and shoot everyone. I mean, when I saw what was happening, it looked like she was just methodically going around the room. I started yelling at her, you know, to Amy, you know, don't do this. I yelled, think about my grandson, think about my daughter, Amy, don't do this, don't do this. And we got down, and I crawled across under the table to where Amy was and grabbed at her leg, and she kind of shook her leg free from me. She pulled the trigger again. It clicked again. The gun didn't fire. Had the gun fired, I'd be one of the casualties, too. Yeah, I'm angry with her. I'm very angry with her. I mean, how dare she? How dare she do this? Every time she saw me, she brought it up. I know she made the comment to me that she felt that her career was ended. Gopi had a great sense of humor, very giving, caring, nice person. Adriel Johnson, he cared so much that his students and the students he worked with do well. Maria, sweet, is what I can tell you about Maria, sweet. Never said bad things or mean things about anyone. It's awful. I can't imagine what it's going to be like going back there, and none of us can, but it's going to be awful without them.
Yeah, that is frightening. I thought she was very forthcoming in what she was saying, and she was pleading for her life. You heard her mention that and how she was angry with her. And there's nothing but questions surrounding this woman. The fact that she had been involved in several altercations before, assault charges were dismissed against her in 2002. But now with this, the other part of it is how many people that are against guns, I mean, guns, period, get them all out, forget it, the whole ban it thing, what's going to happen with the Supreme Court, because they're going to be talking about this come March. This is more fuel to add to the fire of, okay, what were the checks? She was out practicing at a gun range and going down that road. That's what I fear, because I am in full swing a big supporter of of gun rights for Americans. But tragically, when something like this happens, and it is no doubt the most disgusting of all tragedies, that's what happens. The fact that they didn't vet her out, and I think somebody could have seen something with her. Not maybe that she would have done that, but something just was completely off. And she has kids of her own who now are abandoned by their mother. Hmm. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. He gets the first crack. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah. I think everybody's packed guns and stuff like that. It might be able to shoot one or two people, but everybody else got guns. They can unload on her, and she wouldn't be able to kill very many people.
Well, here's what I think. This was going to happen. I mean, they got her. She's in jail now. She'll go through the system. They're going to go for the death penalty. They have to, and that's what should happen here. I mean, that's why I'm a proponent of the death penalty. This is a prime example of a good use of the death penalty. How cold-blooded and calculating and outrageous, because she didn't get tenure. Are you kidding me? Her family was already making money. It wasn't like she was in the poorhouse and had no money. It was an ego thing and the whole thing of going through the ranks and getting tenure and having that job security. But to just snuff out three people and then injure those others that could have been killed, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, everybody else was packing heat. They could all unload on her.
Yeah. See, so that you know, that's right. There you go for the other side of the argument, because like I mentioned, Rick, this would be one of the times that people would say, well, you know, hey, we didn't have somebody like her couldn't get a gun, then, you know, we wouldn't have had that happen. But you're right. If somebody else had a weapon or a way to stop her, they could have cut her down.
Yeah, if all the other teachers packing heat, they could, you know, unload on her real fast.
Can you imagine that? But can you imagine that, though, Rick, our college campuses now? I mean, hey, you got to have a gun in the drawer because you don't know what's going to happen. We saw what happened in Virginia in that case. You know, and in Israel, the teachers do. And the teachers have guns in the classroom. They have their guns.
Yeah, they're everybody's required 2 years of military service to learn how to shoot guns.
That's right. Yeah.
And they pack heat and... Yeah, if you walk in, you know, everybody else got a gun, chances are you ain't gonna do anything, cause, you know, you ain't gonna come out of there alive, so. Might make them think twice about shooting anybody. Everybody else got guns too, so.
Yeah. Alright, Rick, thanks for throwing in your 2 cents. So, as Rick says, America, what do you think about that? You could use it on the other side. If others at the university had been armed, other professors in that room, then somebody perhaps could have gotten to her. The problem with that is when you're among peers, small group, 10 people or so in the meeting, she'd been in many, 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 many of these meetings, that would be a situation where you wouldn't be having your, you know, you wouldn't have your holster on, reaching for that gun, thinking something's going to happen here. That's the other part of that equation. And it's a bloody shame, because those families, how do they bounce back from that? You have to go on. You have to survive. And we know that the therapy, the whatever, for the kids, or the people, of the families, but it's awful. You're just not expecting that to happen. We go back to the same thing of who are you working with? Who's around you? Oh, get it. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Prez and the stimulus. Anybody out there think it's working? 800-259-5791. We'll let you hear what he says. He says we avoided the Great Depression. That's next.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shiitake, castor seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arms and I feel my finger on your
out. Handgun Control is the largest gun control lobbying organization in the United States. From 97 through 98, just that part of time alone, that year alone, their PAC, their Political Action Committee, gave 136,000 plus to Democrats and 9,500 to Republicans. Now, the National Rifle Association is the largest, as we know, gun rights lobbying organization in the U.S. And their Political Action Committee, just to give you an example, from 97 through 98, gave $1,330,000 to Republicans, $285,000 to Democrats. And that's just one year. And you can go back and you can look at statistics, and this is something that's going to be debated in the Supreme Court. And you can take incidents, too, and manipulate them any way you want to manipulate them. As Rick was saying, you can look at it this way. Well, what if somebody had a gun that was there on campus when she started to shoot? Then when she went on her shooting spree, perhaps someone would have been able to knock her down right away. Instead, she was able to just pick off people. There was actually 12 members of the department that were sitting in the conference room for about a half an hour, and it happened last Friday. She took out a 9mm handgun and began shooting them, aiming for their heads. So she nailed 3, boom, that's it, lights out. I hate to be so graphic. And then 3 others who were wounded, seriously wounded, and that was it. Who thinks? I mean, this is this Harvard-educated woman with 4 kids who was a big hotshot when it came to scientific work that she was doing. People started screaming, but it was quick and it was over, and you know that was it. And people ran for cover. She, you know, she pointed the gun. In the case of the woman that you just heard, she pointed the gun at her actually and pulled the trigger, but it clicked. The gun didn't fire because she was out. She was done. So she probably would have been one of the casualties. And man, that is just scary to be there. Scary to be in that situation, to be one of those people. And I don't think they were expecting that to happen, certainly. So you could look at this a couple of different ways. I freely admit that, you know this, I'm all about the right to bear arms. So I think that this will be used as another way to say, whoa, look at this woman. Look what happened here. What a gun control. Jay is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing?
Good. What do you think, Jay?
How are you doing tonight, Kate?
I'm good, thank you. How about you? Are you good?
Oh, yeah, just doing my Toyota run.
I love it. I know you do that all the time, yeah.
Every single night, Monday through Friday. Yeah, I listen to your show every night. You keep me rolling, so.
Cool.
Anyway, I got a couple of points. First off, I'd say about, estimated, I would have to say at least 99% of the crimes, gun crimes committed in this country, these people don't go out and register handguns, go through licensing. They get them on the streets in a black market. I mean, where I used to live up in Toledo, Ohio, there was a certain project there. If you had a $50 bill, you could walk in there and get any kind of gun you wanted. And as far as that goes, I am a hunter, and I do get the required licenses, and you don't need licenses for rifles and shotguns and so forth, but it's a constitutional, God-given right to bear arms. And, I mean, there was a time in this country when that was the only way to provide for your family was to have a gun, and that's how they provided for their family, going out hunting and
right.
And so forth. But, I mean, I just think it's the society today has got, there's so many people with so many pressure problems and screws loose and this and that. The justice system letting people off for insanity pleas, and it seems like they seem to protect the criminals a little more than they should. And, I don't know. It's just, I think it's getting crazy out there. There's a lot of cases where people have broken into homes and the people were armed in their houses and ended off that way. They probably saved their own lives. I mean, there's justifications, I'm sure, on both sides of the argument.
Sure.
But as far as I think, most of the criminals that commit these gun crimes, they're not going through these procedures to carry. And if everybody was carrying and concealed carry or whatever, I think there'd be less crime in this country because you're not going to walk up and mug somebody that's possibly got a gun. So I just thought I'd throw my two cents at you. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling, Jay. Always appreciate the support. It's exactly what Rick said. If everybody knew that really around us, like in Israel, I just keep going back to Israel, but if you knew around you there was that possibility, would it dissuade some from flipping out and doing what she did? And there are arguments on both sides of this, and unfortunately for the people that died in that massacre on Friday, that's it. There's no way to get these people back. And you think of things like the Brady Bill that came around in 94, and that was the law that kicked in where it was 5 business days, that waiting period on the handgun purchases through the licensed dealers. But as Jay said, you can get them other places. It's like getting them at some of the gun shows and whatnot. And the idea of the waiting period was then the locals would do the background checks, and, you know, of course, there when that was voted on, the Democrats voted for it and most of the Republicans voted against it. It was signed into law and you know the rest. In the meantime, the Supreme Court back in 97 ruled that it was unconstitutional, we all remember this, for the federal government to require states to perform Brady Bill background checks. And at that point, and this was 97, 27 states had laws requiring similar background checks. 23 states didn't have it. 23 didn't have it. See, I think this, if somebody wants to cut you down. If somebody is that enraged, and Jay makes the comment there, people are stressed and stretched, and we've never seen anything like it before, whatever the pressures are. But if somebody, in the way we operate now, if somebody wants to do you harm, they're going to find a way to do you harm, whatever it is. I mean, if they go after you in a different way, who knows? And it's not a bogus argument. I think it's a solid argument. So that if you completely evaporated the guns, the black market would thrive. It'd be outrageous. I think it'd be that much worse. I think that you would have crazier situations other than regulation. You know, what I'm for is the concealed and carry that you, responsible gun ownership. I don't think you should have a gun if you're not prepared to do what you have to do when you have a gun. And that's be responsible to clean it, make sure you know where everything is, to practice. And if you're using the gun for protection, then if somebody intrudes, if somebody comes after your family, like Stu says, he would just tear them up if somebody came after the family, then you're prepared to do what you have to do. That's when it would get dangerous for you. If you're timid or nervous, and it doesn't have to just be women that feel this way, just maybe somebody else, a guy who has a gun and just doesn't really know how to use it all that well, doesn't feel comfortable. It's getting comfortable with that weapon, too, if you're going to go in that direction. And perhaps if, you know, somebody had done a better background check on this woman, I'm not even talking gun-wise, I'm saying at that school, then they would have known. You know, a Massachusetts prosecutor, because everybody's trying to open the lid to this to find out what's going on, said that a review of files show that she should have been charged with that crime in 86 for shooting her brother. Then she has this run-in with the police in 2002 after kickboxing, practically, a woman over a booster seat at an IHOP. And she was charged with assault, and they later dropped that. So there were things that were wacky in her background almost from the get-go. And nobody just put the pieces together. And they didn't do that at that university because maybe she wouldn't have been part of that university. And it's too late to go back. She'll hopefully get the death penalty because I think that's what she deserves. And whether that gives comfort to those families or not, you know, who's to say? But certainly if in a country and in a state that has it, and Alabama's one of them, I hope they go after her for that because I think they pretty much have her with the evidence. There shouldn't be any doubt there. However, they could take the way out that Jay suggested, the mental illness route, you know, insane, the insanity plea, which is infuriating to me as well. All right, coming up next, we're going to let you hear what the Prez says, as I mentioned before, on the stimulus. Is it really working or not?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Ridiculous, isn't it? But I almost seem redundant. It's constantly that drumbeat. I don't want to be one of those people that says the same thing over and over and over again. I'm going to have to come up with 25 different ways to say it. In other words, because I don't see a break in the action. That's the problem. The break will come when those seats are up, those House seats, and we can see it. We saw what happened with Scott Brown in Massachusetts, and how ecstatic so many people were across the country. And what I like about this guy is he comes in and has, you know, state politics in his back pocket and isn't afraid to say, I'm doing this and this is how I feel and this is what I've learned. And I'm not going to just necessarily vote on party lines at all. I'm going to look all these things over, and it's refreshing to hear that. And let's hope he can continue to walk down that path. That's why I think we need a third party or fresher voices, certainly, if nothing else, And people are frustrated. You take any poll. It could be a CNN poll. It could be a Newsweek poll. It could be anything you want it to be, a Fox News poll. And pretty much it's all the same thing that, we hear, the frustration bubbling over like I've never heard before, coming out of all corners, right, left, everywhere in between. And there's going to be some people. That's why I think a lot of people are bailing, because they don't think they're going to have their seat back. Not in the case of Senator Bayh, because he was a centrist Democrat who was popular and has never lost any office that he ran for. I think he wants to run for president. I think that's true. And more people are going to look to him, especially if we continue down the road that we're going, which is debt and joblessness and all the things that infuriate people, outrageous taxes, amazing amounts of deficit that we're going to leave children and grandchildren, and no way out of the rabbit hole, and being indebted forever to the Chinese. So the cry from the White House is, okay, listen, the stimulus is working, guys, because if you really look at it the right way, it's not, it hasn't all kicked in the first place. And the idea was to stave off a Great Depression. In his own words, this is President Obama earlier in the day on Wednesday.
Because failure to do so would have led to catastrophe. We acted because we had a larger responsibility than simply winning the next election. We had a responsibility to do what was right for the U.S. economy and for the American people. And 1 year later, it is largely thanks to the Recovery Act that a second depression is no longer a possibility. It's one of the main reasons the economy has gone from shrinking by 6% to growing at about 6%. And this morning we learned that manufacturing production posted a strong gain. So far, the Recovery Act is responsible for the jobs of about 2 million Americans who would otherwise be unemployed. These aren't just our numbers. These are the estimates of independent, nonpartisan economists across the spectrum. Now, despite all this, the bill still generates some controversy. And part of that is because there are those, let's face it, across the aisle, who have tried to score political points by attacking what we did, even as many of them show up at ribbon-cutting ceremonies for projects in their districts.
All right, so Obama says the Republicans are kicking us. That was his backhanded way of saying that. If you go to recovery.gov, you can see all the numbers, how much has been spent on tax breaks and new spending, entitlements, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. But it doesn't go all the way through. See, here's the thing. This is the dirty little secret about the stimulus. The stimulus, the way it was spelled out, the way it was laid out, was intended to drag through not this just this upcoming year, but all the way closer to the election. Because there wasn't just one strong shot of jobs and dough and let's get the results going right away. Large chunks of the money won't even show up in the economy until 2011, the way it's laid out. There's still $515 billion of tax cuts and contracts, loans, and you name it, everything but the icing on the cake, the entitlement programs, all that stuff will trickle into the economy in the next couple of years. So that would mean the fuse would be lit, and then you would probably see more growth as we get closer to the election, as we get closer to 2012. So it would kick in really closer to the end or closer to the beginning probably of 2011. So has it been a success? I mean, you know, the stimulus package is exactly 1 year old. On Wednesday, it was exactly 1 year old when that whole thing passed. And I was reading this review of something that economics advisor Christina Rahmer said a month or so ago, that unemployment was 1.5 million to 2 million higher because of the stimulus. So... And there are other people that are trying to wrap their hands around these jobs and, you know, ultimately what will the impact be? The goal was to add 2.5 million jobs. And when it's all said and done, it might do that. I think that the misnomer was that this thing was going to kick in and we were going to see it take, it was going to thrive right away. It was going to be this shot of adrenaline, if you will, right from the very, very beginning. But it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been that. The biggest chunk, the biggest amount of the whole thing was tax cuts. 288 billion tax cuts. And that's what it is. So the problem is on so-called Main Street, as Wall Street likes to call the middle class, you've got workers who are struggling. You have small who don't have jobs. You have struggling small business owners. You have families that don't have the cash. And how are Americans, you know, in the West, in the East, in the South, in the Midwest, how are we coping with the economic crisis? You know, who are the winners in this thing? And the winners in this thing are probably the top level, which it always is, right? The executives, they're the ones who are, if they even have a cutback in pay somewhat, they still ultimately have the contracts and the deals that are written to bump up those bonuses for whatever's happening at their particular industry. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I think somebody who leads a corporation who does a great job and they have percentages put in there and the workers are not the ones that are bearing the brunt of it. But when the workers are getting tossed because of a top heavy level that's done nothing to help the company thrive, then there's a problem. But we already know this fairy tale, this same old song, and this is what we saw played out in Motown. And there are other companies who are doing the same thing and are feeling the same effects. I want to jump to a couple of other things besides the stimulus because I think pretty much you know where I stand on that. I think currently the way it is, it hasn't been successful, but because we were led to believe, I think, that the money was going to really pretty much, I mean, maybe it was going to happen overnight and the dollars were going to fly out the windows by the time it was all allocated, but I don't think anybody realized how long it was meant to drag out. And how long it will take to actually see those jobs. By then, a lot of families that could use that money will be underwater. Eight Americans are free. They have left Haiti, the missionaries. A judge decided after 3 weeks, this group that was charged with kidnapping, and they were trying to take, remember, those 33 kids out of Port-au-Prince and ultimately taking them into the Dominican Republic, which is where they were nailed, have left the country. They landed in Miami just a couple of hours ago, and immediately they were taken into a hotel next to the airport. They haven't answered anybody's questions. They haven't talked to anyone about anything. There's been a few photographs of them, and that's it. I mean, it was a swift move to get them out of Haiti. Ultimately, they jumped on an Air Force C-130 cargo plane, and then they were at Miami International. The judge decided that 8 of the 10 could leave without bail because the parents of the kids testified that they, I knew this was going to help, and that they voluntarily gave the kids to the missionaries thinking that, yeah, this group is going to give them a better life. My kids are going to have a better life. I've got nothing. I've got no money, no house, no anything to help my kid. I don't want my kid to die. I don't want my kid to live like this. But, and they did it voluntarily. But the two leaders, especially the one group leader, her name's Laura Silsby, and her former nanny, they stayed behind because they had gone to Haiti before the quake to ask about getting orphans. So there's some questions as to their motivations. Might be tougher for them to be whisked away from that island. They may find themselves there quite a bit longer, but this is huge for those people. They must be exhausted and relieved beyond all get out. Olympics coming up next on ATN.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about that big fat day for the red, white, and blue. Woohoo! Hats off to the American athletes. All the work, the sweat, the tears that goes into getting where they are today. You'd not believe it. The road is not as paved with gold as people think. It can be a very bumpy ride for some. But before we do that, because often on this show I'm always beating you up about sending me emails at americatonight.net, and you are also kind to drop in your 2 cents, I think we better hightail it to the mailbag.
Ta-bam! Ta-bam is here! Ooh!
I like that. Okay, let's go to Julie first. Julie says, I was really glad to hear about the second-in-command of the Taliban captured by the Pakistani soldiers. Now we can't be blamed if he ends up with a soprano voice and no equipment to warrant a visit to paradise with his 72 virgins. Bon voyage to places unknown. Amen, sister. That's true. I've said this a couple of different times. We don't have to worry about the whole thing of torture, talking to, enhanced interrogation techniques. Did you give them coffee? Did you give them donuts? It's bad cop, good cop. No, because the Pakistanis have custody and they will do the questioning. And trust me, there will be no, there'll be nothing left if something isn't coughed up. Who knows? Maybe the map to where Osama bin Laden is. We got this from Christina. We love Christina. She actually called the show last night from Sweden, and I was watching her hockey team today. Her hockey team is loaded with players who play in the NHL who are frankly quite good, like Peter Forsberg. And at the end of the conversation, I think when she was gone, we were talking about, do they have any good beer in Sweden? She said, the funniest thing, if you missed it, I said to her, well, tell us something in Swedish. Teach us a word or whatever. Teach us gold medal. And she said, good medal. Because a lot of the words, they're just English. I mean, there is Swedish, but a lot of them are like English words. So we were talking about if there was good beer there in that country. And she said, yes, good beer, but for me, it tastes to beer. She said she likes the taste of beer. I like American beer. Here they say American beer is water. Ah, so the Swedes are dissing our beer, saying they don't like the way it tastes. Okay. We'll have to take that up with them when we go over there. Dennis McMahon, another cat, writes the best emails, I'm telling you. That's why he paid all that big money to go to law school, Dennis, huh? And he listens to us in Vermont, one of our favorite affiliates. It's been around, I think, forever on America Tonight. And this is what he says. You have to love it when folks who spent their entire lives in Bi's case from in the womb in politics decry partisanship. This is what our entire competitive... I think I read his email before. I'm going to read it again because I love this email. This is what our entire competitive democratic system is about. It's like saying team sports is getting too winning-oriented. It's the nature of the game. Mark my words, as I've said for years, Leahy is vulnerable in Vermont. Let the games begin. I did read this because I thought it was just tremendous. And he's right. He is very vulnerable in Vermont, no doubt about that. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Virginia. And she says, I just heard you talking about the gun situation. I think it's awful that they weren't able to stop this woman. Can you imagine the lives of the people that are destroyed as a result of her actions? And I heard you mention the death penalty, and I'm not a fan of the death penalty. I don't think vengeance is ours to take. I think it's in God's hands, and I don't agree with that. However, if it gives any comfort to the families, and that would be their wishes, then I would say in this one case, bring it on. See, that's a problem. You can't just bring it on in the one case. It's either you got the death penalty, you can prosecute and ask for the death penalty. Doesn't mean you're going to get it, but is this the death penalty case? Is this where you're going with this thing? I think her lawyer is going to go for the insanity thing. I could be wrong. She's not going to plead innocent because they got her there. There's no question. One more. Jeffy C, he says, yo, Kate, what's the skinny on the Olympics? I've heard you mention it a couple of times. Give us the goods, sister. Okay, timely. I'm going to give you the goods. Here's what's interesting. Shawnee Davis got the gold medal in the 1,000 meters. It makes him the first speed skater, woohoo, to repeat. I do that so weekly. As Olympic champion in that event, good for him. And in the meantime, Chad Hedrick of the U.S. finished third, and that was his fourth career medal. I happened to see an interview with him, and he won the gold medal in 2006, and he was just so elated. He has a young child, and he was talking about his child seeing him win and how great it was, and it was neat. It was a neat interview. Then you have Mr. McTwist, and that would be the flying tomato, Sean White. This dude is, I mean, he's something. He uncorked, as they say in snowboarding terms, an unbelievable McTwist. 12:60, won his second consecutive Olympic halfpipe title. He got the gold. He didn't have to do that second run the way he did it, but he did. And another American, Scotty Lago, won third place. So there's no doubt the U.S. have locked up the snowboarding for the men. Here's the big one, not to save the women for last, but Lindsey Vonn, she got the spotlight big time. She had an amazing downhill run with a swollen shin. She won gold, was really emotional. It was cute to see her afterwards. She was excited. Her husband was excited for her. And she just looked like the all-American kid, I'm telling you. I mean, she was just beaming and crying and psyched. and she's injured, and she had to go down some treacherous territory in that downhill. It was icy, but she did it. She gets the gold, and then Julie Mancuso came in second, and she's an American girl, so you had the Americans one and two, and she was thrilled, too, before she had won gold, so now she won silver, and the two of them are about the same age, and they've been competing against each other forever and ever since they've been on skis, so that was a great story. All in all, the Americans have 14 medals. Yep. Now, my prediction last week was the Americans would get, Team USA would get 30 medals. And what did I say for the golds? I think I said 10 gold. I did. 10 golds, 30 medals. We'll see if that comes true, because by my count, we might get more than that. We've got 5 gold, 3 silver, and 6 bronze. Right behind the U.S. is Germany with 10 medals, 3 gold, 4 and 3. I'm not going to go through the whole thing for you, but just I'll tell you the count. France has 7. Canada has 6. They have 2 golds and 3 silver and 1 bronze. How about that? You know who I thought was going to be pretty strong in these games, and they still may come out stronger, we'll see, but the Chinese, because they have really beefed it up when it's come to athletics in that country and offered all kinds of incentives to their athletes. And China right now has 4 medals, but they are improving in sports all the way around, and you could look for them to fare a little bit better, perhaps, as we move along in these Olympic years, maybe even in some of these winter games where they struggle a little bit more. Boy, they've had a lot of problems with these Vancouver games, though. People are complaining about everything from not being able to take the picture in front of the Olympic torch, which normally you can do. I mean, that's a photo op. And now they move the fences in a little bit closer so people can actually get a better view of the flame. But it's weird. It's behind this wire fence, and there's been a lot of controversy over that. There's been problems with buses. Drivers just flat out quit and walk away from buses because they don't like the hours and the working conditions. So can you imagine that? I want to get on this bus. Oh, hey, man, I'm out of here. I can't do this anymore. It's no fun. I'm done. I'm not doing anything else. And then there were other things, problems at Cypress Mountains. It's been a huge headache because of the warm temperatures. They had to cancel an event. I talked about this before, 28,000 tickets. At the venue, they were worried about the safety. Rain washed away snow, so the general admission, the standing room only stuff, was unsafe for people. They were sinking in the mud. And then there were protests at the biathlon over timing errors. They've had a lot of problems in this one. You know, in Atlanta, people got criticized for what happened in 1996, and this is starting to rack right up there with Atlanta. And there's things that the Zamboni problem, there's things that haven't even been fully reported yet. What's one to do? Leave you with this thought. Thanks to the Americans, they showed us, these young kids. Ralph Waldo Emerson was the guy who said, "The reward of a thing well done is to have done it."
Proud of yourself.